It's me, I'm back, here for another episode. Today I want to talk about how to deal with a panic attack. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you've had your fair share of panic attacks, anxiety attacks, all the good feels. So, first things first, and really this is the most basic thing, but I think we all forget. We get so caught up in our mind that we forget to do the most basic of things. Just breathing and focusing on your breathing and recognizing where you feel your breath. Do you feel it on your inhale? Do you feel it in your stomach? Do you feel your stomach expanding? Do you feel it in your rib cage? Do you feel your exhale on your upper lip? Maybe through your mouth? Either way, no matter how you're experiencing it, just notice it and focus on it. You don't always have to control your breath. Just make sure you're breathing in and out stably. You don't have to control it. Just recognize it and just be sure to breathe. Number two, ground yourself. Check out your surroundings. Recognize where you are. You know, tell yourself that you're safe, that you're not being chased by a bear and there's no imminent danger right now. Tell your body that it's okay to calm down. It's okay to stop releasing that cortisol. We're not running from the boogeyman or the lion's not chasing us. We don't have to flee at this exact moment. We're safe where we are. It's a really important thing to keep in mind. Number three is talk to yourself. I found that we're so busy running through all the thoughts in our head, we don't slow down to self-soothe. And, you know, this doesn't work for everybody, but I found that it works for me in my experiences to tell myself, I'm okay. I'm okay. I have been here before. I've dealt with this. And you know what? I'll probably be here again, but I'm equipped with the skills to deal with this. I am okay. I am strong and I am worthy. I am okay. I am strong. I am worthy. And this will pass. I've been here before and I survived. I'm still here, I'm still breathing, I'm still living, still here. That's a great one. I find myself even doing that to prevent panic attacks, just to slow the mind down, to calm down, and bring awareness back to me, talking to myself, talking to my, you know, my soulmate anxiety here, letting her know that we're good, all is good, we're G. Fourth thing, feel the anxiety. Don't push it away, don't push it down, don't try and get rid of it, don't run from it. Feel all the feels, all of the feelings, they are so important. No matter how uncomfortable, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Not only is this an anxiety skill, this is a fucking life skill. Learn to be comfortable in the most uncomfortable of situations. I promise you, this will serve you. This will serve you in more ways than one. When you're going through a panic attack, you'll notice that there's kind of ups and downs. You're at a really high peak where you're kind of freaking out, not breathing right. Your mind's kind of spinning. You're twitching, you're fidgeting, maybe you're shaking, you're sweating. And then you'll kind of calm down a little bit and then maybe you spike back up. I call that the wave, right? The wave. Go up and go down and just notice it and just be there with it. And just know that after 10 or 15 minutes, you're going to be okay. Again, you've done this before and you're going to do it again and you're going to survive because you always do. You always make it through. You always make it to the other end. Anxiety is exhausting. Trust me, I know. I know. But just being able to ride that wave is something that is really not an easy skill. I'd say it's actually the hardest one out of all of these to kind of get good at. It really does take practice and time to kind of recognize the ups and the downs and when you're coming out of it, and not trying to force it away. The more we push, the more it just comes to the surface. It's like trying to push a beach ball under the water when you're in the pool. Even no matter how hard you push it, it is going to bounce right back up and smack your ass right in the face. It is coming for you. So if we feel that anxiety and just recognize it and let the waves roll by, you'll be in such a better place than if you are constantly trying to push it down and force it down and just trying to hide it. Don't hide it. Let it be. Let this negative energy move through you. Once that energy moves through you, you can move on. You're not harboring this negative energy any longer. And this energy isn't serving you, so you want to get it out anyways. And last but not least, bring it back to the breath. So after you've done, you know, the first four steps, cycle back to the first one. I think this is really important because just focusing on your breathing and being aware of it is a form of meditation. You know, you don't have to sit down and close your eyes and get all Buddha on it, but I do recommend just focusing on your breath for a few minutes, maybe 30 seconds if that's all you can handle. Do what you can. Focusing on the breath is extremely therapeutic, and it reminds you you're alive, you're breathing, you're still here, you're doing it, and that's truly a great feeling. I find a lot of peace in my breath now, so I spend a lot of time breathing and focusing on my breath and just paying attention to where I feel it, like I was talking about earlier. I don't know about you guys, but I feel it most in my stomach. When I was younger, I used to take singing classes, and we were taught to sing from our stomach. So whenever I inhale, I try and bring it down to where I was singing from. It's just something that's comfortable to me. It's just kind of like a home base. It's an easy place for me to breathe to. So think about it. Think about your breath. Remember that you're safe. Ground yourself. Check your surroundings. Nobody's coming for you. It is your brain playing tricks on you. Don't let it fool you. It's easy to let your anxiety take over, but you know, we're coexisting with this thing that is really just designed to keep us safe, and we just have to remind it of its place sometimes. I'm sure you all can kind of relate to that. So, you know, I hope this kind of helps you to find some peace in the middle of a chaotic panic attack, and I hope my words bring you some peace and some clarity into what you're dealing with. And I just want to tell you that you did it. You made it through another day. Maybe it's morning. Well, guess what? You survived the night. Congratulations. I'm so glad you're here with us, and I'm honored to be in your presence and that you're listening to me. That being said, I hope you all have a stellar rest of your day. Over and out.